This is a dictation for Elisa Cook. Data service is 9/19/2022. And date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of accident is 8/30/2022. Chief complaints are sharp pain and severe in the head and the chest, as well as in the neck. So, blacking out, feeling like passing out, with severe headaches, and various symptoms of TBI. Cause of the accident, cause of the symptoms is alleged to be an automobile accident on 8/30/2022, where the patient Elisa Cook was traveling as a front seat passenger in a suburban truck, which has been driven by her sister. Two more people were there in the back. The collision was to a Ford SUV at 35 miles an hour. The patient reported that her sister was driving, but the intersection light at 9 miles and 0 seconds, and it was not blinking yellow at 9 miles and 0. And they hit into a car in front of them at 35 miles an hour. There was damage to the car in the front bumper, lights and hood were damaged. Radiator was broken and water, all the coolant leaked. It was not drivable. Patient reports that headrest, seat belts and windshields were all okay. Patient report that she was wearing a seat belt, airbags did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness for 20 seconds. Not a hit and run accident. Police came, ambulance came. Patient was taken to the ER at Bomad Hospital, where she was seen after the accident. However, it is reported that nothing was well done for her. No CT scan for the head or neck. She reports that as far as the accident is concerned, she doesn't remember a direct trauma to the head, chest, or abdomen or pelvis. No trauma to the shoulders or elbows or hands, and no trauma to the knees or hip. And the patient reports, so the history of presenting illness. Patient is reporting severe headaches, 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are present 2 to 3 times a day, occupying the entire head from front to the back, right temple to the left, and the world. The headaches are quite severe, and they are off and on, and they are sensitive to the light, but associated with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizures, or aura. The symptoms of TBI are as follows. The patient is reporting that she is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, feeling of passing out, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision. She reports that she blocked out 20 seconds at the time of accident, but after that moment, she is not passed out. She denies any history of loss of vision field, vomiting, and incontinence of the bowel, seizures, blackouts, or any other major issues. In addition, regarding the pain, patient has experienced that she is having a severe pain. Some pain is in the neck, pain is around 8, chest pain is around 6. She can walk up to 2 to 3 blocks without any issues. She can sit okay. And she has had some abdominal pain for 2 or 3 days, but it has been gone. Lasted for 2 or 3 days after the accident. The pains are present several times a week, and they are described as throbbing, sharp, sickening by the patient, and they are varying from 7 to 8. The ADLs are affected by a scale of 1 to 10, modified factor for the pain. pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, driving, bending, coughing, and nothing improves the pain. The patient denies any radiation of pain to the lower extremities or to the upper extremities. However, she has some numbness, tingling in the head, according to her, and back of her head, back of the neck. Denies any bladder bowel incontinence and denies any muscle weakness. She has not dropped any spoons or any other event. And no history of passing out or seizures or complete blackout. Regarding the treatment of the past, she has had only a ER visit only once at the Royal of Beaumont Hospital on the day of accident. Some x-rays for the chest was done, but found negative. Some blood tests were also ordered. And these documents are reviewed as a later part of the exam or history. In the system review and medical history of the past, patient reports on respiratory disease. She is positive for asthma, shortness of breath. Heart disease, positive for chronic chest pain due to the accident from seatbelt. GI disease, positive for nausea. Neurological disease, positive for back or neck pain or injury and dizziness, headache. And psychiatrist, positive for anxiety, depression. Surgery, pathological, none. Pulse allergy, none. And in the family history, patients report that mom is suffering from diabetes type. Diabetes, asthma, hypertension, gout, and generalized arthritis. And the dad is suffering from hypertension, obesity, and apnea. Siblings are all okay. Her elder sister is suffering from type 1 diabetes and hypertension. Relationship. Patient is single and lives with her. When employment status, patient goes to, she was working somewhere but part-time but unemployed due to the, before the accident, and now currently she is unemployed due to the pain. Disability is still none. Legal history, no attorney has been selected. Personal history, patient does not drink. She doesn't smoke and does not abuse recreational drugs. She has no suicidal thought or homicidal thought, and no mood problem or self-worth or concentration problem. However, she reports anxiety, depression, and sleep problems. ADLs are reported affected in many areas. Enjoyment of life is affected 10. Sleep is affected 9. Mood is 6. Besides that, this is the post that she has standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching out, and ability to lift in her place are all affected to her. The writing and dialing a phone is also affected to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She denies any saddle and aphasia, but she does complain of lightheadedness, anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance due to this accident. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 140 over 73. And pulse is 80, pulse ox 99. Respiratory rate is 70, and temperature is 99.0. Height 5 feet, 1.5 inch. Weight is 130. This is an 18-year-old African-American female who is of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, comfortable, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. No anxiety or severe pain cases are noticed. Patient is fairly alert, and no neurological deficit is observed. Speech is good, and she has a good attitude and demeanor, and she is able to walk very well and is mobile independent without using any adapter device. And the hydration is good. She's quite cooperative. Rest of the physical examination is from the template and all normal. Psychiatric examination was normal. And neurological examination is all normal. Musculature examination is also normal. The musculoskeletal examination, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is not present. And the paravertebral muscle spasm is present in the posterior part of the neck from C1 to T1. C1 C1 to T1, bilateral with no trigger points, and no hypertonicity, no tenderness. The inhibition of the cervical spine is limited to as follows. So forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, and hyperextension was not painful. In the cervical spine, maneuvers to identify the place of pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sterling positive, Lerner test was positive. Distraction test positive, Soto-Hall test positive. Myelopathy signs were absent. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test negative, Sloan test negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brudzinski karnic test negative, Stitt Leibniz test negative, control atrial Leibniz test negative, Rather test negative. CAM test negative, femoral nerve stretch negative, Babinski sign negative, secondary leg joint non-tender, and no positive findings, standing flexion test negative, ilia compression test negative, distraction test negative, fibro test negative, constant test negative. The extremities examination is all completely normal with normal motor power and normal reflexes. The warm touch, well perfused, no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion of all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No nodding discrepancy is noticed. Gait is completely normal. Diagnosis.
Before that,
in the chest examination, please mention there is a generalized tenderness in the middle of the chest, and it appears more costochondritis. No fractures are noticed. No contusion is noticed. Chest expansion is completely normal. No scars, no fractures of the ribs. So in general, V8 9.2 X60. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90 XA, M854.06. And M62.830 nerves, M79.2 muscles, M62.838 ligaments, M54.0. In the upper extremities, please mention blunt chest trauma, costochondritis. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82. S13.4 XX. The plan of care for Alisa Cook comes from the fabric. The treatment plan is as follows. In the physical examination, please continue the physical examination for the neck and the chest area to help her with the pain. And she has been ordered complete rest at home, although she can work if she wants, lifting 10 pounds, only if she has no headaches or any feeling of continuously falling or losing balance. Only then. Medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Zofran 4 mg every 8 hours, 50 tablets for vomiting and nausea if there is any. And patient is advised to report to the doctor right away if any vomiting happens. Fluxeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Fiaricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for headaches. And Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 8 hour PRN for 50 tablets for pain relief. And improve the life functions. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. And review of the available MRI and other imaging records. When the patient had been to Bournemouth Hospital, Gorelot, on the day of accident, and it is found that the patient complained of chest pain, but the X-rays that was done there were found to be compressing negative. The blood urine chemistry was unremarkable. Blood counts were normal. The pregnancy test was done, was found to be negative. It was done because of the abdominal pain the patient was complaining. The liver functions were completely normal. Amylase was normal. She was sent home on Motrin and Tylenol to follow with the PCP. And no CT scan of the brain was done, no CT scan of the neck was done. Last medical list, the patient has a ADHD history also, and interventional pain procedure none have been considered. Surgical options none. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered on the next visit. Attended care if patient requires, and if she's not able to carry out her duties, and case worker can be appointed also if patient feels confused. Past medical records have been reviewed from Beaumont Hospital. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered, but an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant will be ordered soon. DMEs, patient is provided with a neck brace and a tongue swimmer to help her with the situation. Patients is a follow-up visit will be in 30 days unless the patient has any issues whatsoever. She has been advised that if the vomiting happens with headaches or any numbness, tingling or weakness or passing out or blackout, she must go to the ER and also visit us right away. Personal support is yes. Thank you.